feeling of security that this thing happened.
当这些事情发生的时候，你会非常的没有安全感。
But thank God.
感谢主。
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
我有把握，主是我的。
Everything might be taken away.
所有的事情都可以被拿去。
Wealth can be lost.
财富可以失去。
Position will be lost.
财务可以失去。
But our relationship with God will never be lost.
我们和主的关系永远不会失去。
I am His and He is mine.
他是我的，我也是他的。
Do you feel wonderful about this?
你觉得这是何等的奇妙？阿门。
Let's sing this song once again, just verse one.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood.This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
I hope brothers and sisters will enjoy this song, okay?
希望你们每个人都享受这首诗歌。
Today will be my last message for year 2012.
今天是我2012年的最后一次讲道。
And if God willing, I'll be back on January.
如果主允许，我们一月份还会再。
On the other hand, we will start a new series of messages on the book of Jude.
我们要开始新的一个系列，从犹大书开始。
So let's turn our Bible to the book of Jude.
我们翻到犹大书。
Verse 1-4.
书一节到四节。
Okay, Jude verse 1.
犹大书一节到四。
I will read it first in English.
我先用英文读。
And our brother will lead us in Chinese.
弟兄用中文来读。
Those who have the English Bible can read it together with me.
有英文圣经的可以和我一起来读。
Verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God, the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Verse 2. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied.Verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God to lasciviousand denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起来读中文。犹大书写，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，愿怜悯平安慈爱多多的加给你们。亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督。
Okay, the same chapter, verse 24.
犹大书第二十四节。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
二十四节、二十五节。那人保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀尊严能力权柄 因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以先，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Another verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30.
It's a
very familiar verse.
另一节圣经是在罗马书第八节，第八章二十八节。
Verse 28 to 30.
二十八节到三十节。
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknew, also predestinate to be conformed to the image of him, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
我们晓得万事都相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再一起有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your presence, we pray that you speak to us.
主啊，早间我们来到你同在的面前，我们求你向我们说话。
Especially in this generation where it's so ungodly and full.
特别是在这个弯曲不认识神的世代。
Lord, we need your word to daily sanctify us and purify us.
我们需要你每一日向我们来说话，来洁净我们。
Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus.
我们实在是需要你。
We commit these words into your hand.
我们把下面时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Let me ask you a question. What is this common thing in these schools that I will about to mention?
我来问你一个问题，在我共同的一点上，我要问你一个什么问题
？What is these schools that I want to mention that is common？
在学校里面有一个什么共同点
？For example, Yale。
耶鲁大学、普林斯顿大学。
Harvard。
哈佛大学。
Columbia。
哥伦比亚大学。
What is the common thing they have in these schools？
这些学校它们共同之处
？Can anyone tell me the young people？
年轻人可以告诉我吗
？They are Ivy League schools. That's right.
他们是常青藤联合会的学校。
And they are universities. Some will say.
他们是大学。
But you know what is the most common thing with these schools?
你知道这些大学有什么共同点吗
？They are established in the found or the foundation is the Word of God.
这些学校是在神的话语上被建立起来的。
They are established in the Word of God. In other words.
换句话说，他们是借着神的话被建立起来的。
And their goal is for the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们的目的是为了传扬主的话语。
They are there to train ministers and laymen for the preaching of the gospel.
这些学校是训练神的仆人，训练神的出口的仆人。
But after so many decades had passed,
这么多年日过去之后
，It seems the direction has changed.
方向变了。
You can look also in a lot of denomination and churches.
你可以看看各个教支派。
They're all established in the Word of God.
他们在神的话语里面被建立起来的。
But afterwards, it seems like they are going to another direction.
过了一阵子之后，你发现他们走向另外的方向。
Sometimes they are more concerned with the outward activities rather than the life inside.
很多时候他们更加关心外面的活动，而不是里面的光景。
Monday they might have the what we call Red Cross, so-called blood donation.
礼拜一许他们有红十字会的捐血的活动。
Tuesday they might have fundraising.
礼拜二他们有捐财务的活动。
Well, Wednesday they might have another kind of a, what we call a square dance.
礼拜三他们有跳舞的活动。
Thursday they might have Thursday night football.
礼拜四他们打橄榄球。
Friday night they might have what we call some gambling.
礼拜五他们有一些
赌博
的活动。
Yet they for that are here they for.
但是不是经过这么多年之后，他们在做。
Brothers and sisters, this is what they call the apostasy.
这是弟兄姊妹们，这是我们所说的背道。
They are falling away from the faith.
他们从真道上离弃了。
They are afraid that their number will decrease if they have no activities.
他们害怕如果他们没有外面的活动，他们的人数就会减少。
So they try to use all kinds of worldly things to attract people in.
所以他们就用很多世界的方法来吸引人到他们中间。
Oh, don't get me wrong. I don't say that the activities are wrong.
不要理解错了。我不是说外面的这些活动不好。
But don't forget what are we here for.
但是不要忘了我们在这里是做什么。
We are here for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们是为了神的见证在这里。
For this cause, the book of Jude was written.
为了这个缘故，神把犹大书放在这里。
During that time, our brother Jude is also experiencing the churches at that time experiencing what they call apostasy.
在那个时候的弟兄犹大，他也经历了背道的。
A lot of so-called false teachers crept in unknowingly into the church.
有假先知、假师傅，偷的进入教会。
Try to destroy the faith which is in them.
用尽方法来让人离弃真道。
Aren't we also experiencing it right now these days?
我们今天也在经历这样的情形。
You know, the enemy always try to destroy the church in two ways.
仇敌借着两种方法来破坏教会。
Firstly, it's through persecution.
第一种方法就是用逼迫的方法。
When the Lord was ascended to the Father,
当主回到天家的时候。
And the church was established during the day of Pentecost.
教会在使徒的时代被建立起来。
Almost at the same time, this false teaching start to appear.
在相同的时候，这个假先知就进入了教会。
A lot of so-called Judaizers came into the church.
Judaizers. 的人就进入了教会。
They on the one hand, they told the people, we believe in Jesus Christ.
他告诉人，我们相信主耶稣。
Oh, they said, without keeping the law, you cannot be saved.
但是他们会说，如果你们不遵守律法，你的信仰就会失去。
This is a false teaching.
这是假的，这是这是虚假的讲道。
Today we can only be saved with one person and one person alone is our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
我们今天我们说，你只要信主耶稣，你的信仰就不会失去。
Because He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为它是道路、真理、生命。
It's not that we don't want good works. We like good works.
不是说我们不想要好的行为，我们想要好的行为。
But good works doesn't get you to heaven.
但是好的行为不会让我们进入天堂。
But good works doesn't give you eternal life.
好的行为不会给你永生。
Only He and Him alone can give you eternal life.
只有他，主耶稣才可以给我们永生。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Even though there is a lot so much persecution,
在外面有很多逼迫。
Yet the church, a lot of martyrs who died for the sake of the Lord.
很多的信徒为了主的缘故失去生命。
And we remember in the book of Acts, Stephen is the first martyr.
在使徒行传里面，斯蒂凡是第一个为主殉道的。
Oh, he stand for the truth.
他为主站住，为真道站住。
And even afterwards, we can see in church history, like under the Roman Empire, the Emperor Nero.
在之后的时代，在罗马的时代，在尼罗王的时代。
A lot of Christians is slaughtered.
很多的基督徒被杀。
It was so severe that one of his counselors told the emperor, "Stop killing."
以至于尼罗王的幕僚对尼罗王说：“不要再杀了。
If you continue to kill, there will be no one left in Jerusalem.
如果你再继续杀，那在耶路撒冷就没有人了。
But you thank God through this persecution, a lot more Christian is born.
感谢主，借着这些逼迫，很多的人重生得救。
Yes, on the one hand, they run away from Jerusalem.
很多从耶路撒冷逃离。
When they went to other places, they start also to preach the gospel, and the church established.
他们到了其他的地方，他们建立教会。
As the Bible tells us, one seed falls into the ground and dies, bear more. When it grows, it bears much fruit.
就像圣经上所说的，一粒种子落在土里死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
But so the enemy felt like you cannot do away with their faith through persecution, then he came to the second way. through infiltration.
仇敌发现逼迫没有用，他们就用了第二个方法，就是通过渗透。
That's why they came in with false teachings.
他就用虚假的传道。
I already mentioned concerning the Judaizer who preached that without the keeping of the law of Moses, no one can be saved.
所以在犹大的时代，你就发现有人进到教会里面说，如果你不遵从摩西的律法，你就不能够得救。
And afterwards, we see during the time of Constantine the Great.
所以在古林时代。
They take in the Christianity as their state religion.
所以他们就基督教成为了他们的国教。
More false teaching comes into the church.
更多的虚假的道理就进入了教会。
And one of them is the veneration of Mary.
一个虚假的道理就是说玛利亚 的地位。
I came from a Catholic country.
我是从天主教的背景来的
no,
的国家来的。
There's a lot of Catholics in there.
有很多的天主教徒。
And they call themselves Christian.
他说他们是基督教基督徒。
But the problem is they believe more on Mary than our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是问题是他们相信更多的相信玛利亚而不是基督耶稣。
And you know what? These so-called cult Christians are really, really very serious about their faith.
你知道他们对自己的信仰非常的认真。
Yet because of this false teaching, they went the wrong way.
但是因着这虚假的道理，他们走上了错误的道路。
And let me tell you, this false teaching continues on.
但是
until this day.
你知道吗？这样子的虚假的道理一直在那里流行。
For example,
一直到现在。
In this age, a lot of is talking about the one world religion.
到现在还有人在讲一个词的信仰。
A lot of even Christians take in this kind of explanation.
但是很多的基督徒接受这样子的教训。
They feel like all gods are the same. The God that we believe are all the same, only different names.
他们认为所有的神都是一个神，只是不同的名字。
Oh, Allah is this. Allah is also our God. Only our God, the name is Jesus.
阿拉也是真的神，只是他们把他叫做阿拉。
Buddha.
佛教的神。
It's also the same God.
他们也是相同的神。
Brothers and sisters, this is demonic teaching.
这是虚假的教训。
And yet a lot of people accept this kind of teaching.
但是许多的人接受了这些教训。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be beware of this kind of teaching.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要注意这些教训。
We are in the age of the Lord's coming back.
我们在主将要来回来的时代。
And because of this, the enemy tripled his effort in order what? To destroy the faith in us.
仇敌加倍使用他们的这些伎俩来让我们跌倒。
For this cause, we need to stand firm on our faith.
因着这个缘故，我们需要在真道上刚强壮胆。
We need to contend for our faith.
我们需要为我们的真道争辩。
Let me read to you again Jude.
再来读犹大书。
In verse 3 it says, you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
犹大书第三节。说到亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
It says here, which was once delivered to you, or once and for all delivered to you.
这里说到从前一次的交付圣徒的真道。
What does this faith means?
那这个真道是什么意思呢？
You know, this faith does not only include our faith in Christ Jesus that we will be saved and our sins will be forgiven and we will have eternal life.
这个真道不是仅仅讲我们接受了主耶稣的宝血，我们得到他永远的救赎。
Indeed, part of our faith.
是的，这是我们真道的一部分。
But the faith that Brother Jude is talking about is the Bible. This is the faith we are talking about.
犹大弟兄在这里讲到的真道，更加是讲到我们的这本圣经。
This whole Bible is the Word of God, is the faith in which our faith is established.
我们的圣经是我们信仰的根基，是我们的真道的根基。
You know, what is this Bible?
这本圣经是什么？
The Bible is the Word of God. It is the breath of God.
圣经是神的话语，是神口里所出的。
It is the what? It is the most important thing, more important than our life.
这本书是如此的重要，它比我们的生命还要重要。
It is so important, why? Because it's steadfast.
它是如此的重要，为什么呢？因为它立定在天。
You know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 says,
马太福音第24:35说道，
so, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
天地都要废去，我的话语却不能废去。
So we can see the word of God is steadfast.
所以我们看见的话语立定在天。
You know, kingdom come and go.
列国都会来又会过去。
You see the Egyptian Empire.
你看见埃及帝国。
During that time, they're most powerful nation.
在那个时候，埃及帝国是世上最强大的帝国。
How about the Roman Empire?
罗马帝国怎么样呢
？They're so powerful that they control the so-called known world at that time.
罗马帝国是如此的强大，以至于它成为一个世界。
How about England?
大不列颠帝国如何呢
？During the time of Queen Elizabeth, they called the Golden Age of England.
伊丽莎白帝国的时候，大不列颠帝国成为日不落帝国。
They have all kinds, they have all colonies around the world under British rule.
他们有如此多的殖民地在世界的各个角落。
But look at that, look at what England is right now.
看看现在英国是如何。
And we know the U.S. is an empire, yes, it is before.
我们觉得美国是一个。
But gradually it's losing steps.
但是渐渐的，美国在衰落。
That's why I'm telling you, all these things will pass away.
所以我告诉你们，这些事情都要过去。
But the word of God, the Bible, will not pass away because it's steadfast.
神的话语却永远不会废去，因为神的话语立定在天。
Another thing, the word of God is complete.
还有一件事情就是神的话语是完全的。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and 18.
那我们再来看马太福音第五章第十七节，17节到18节。
It says here, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets."I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass away, till all it will be fulfilled.
莫想要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
Another verse in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 and 18 and 19.
另外一处圣经是在启示录第22章的18-19节。
For I testify unto every man that hear the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are about written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city from these things which are written in this book.
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证，若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。这书上的预言若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
In other words, the word of God is complete. There is no need for further revelation.
换句话说，神的话语是完全的，不需要再有更多的启示。
No, you say, oh brother, look, see, you know, but how? What if I have some new light?
你可能会说，等一等，弟兄，为什么说我在读神的话语时候我会有新的亮光
？Yes, indeed, God might give us new revelation, called or new insight on the Word of God.
是的，神也许会给我们有新的亮光。
But it should be within the boundary of the Word of God.
但是这个亮光是必须在神的话语的范围的里面。
Anything that is outside of the word of God, then it is not, it is new, but it is false.
在神的话语之外的也许是新的，但是是虚假的。
Let me give you an example.
有一个例子。
I already mentioned that before. Brother Chang Jian one time went to SCA and shared concerning the book of Ephesians.
我已经提到过，有一次常见弟兄去 SCA。
Yeah.
去分享，去西区教会，去交通以弗所书。
Oh, Ephesians they said there is no Jew nor Greek, no free, but Christ is all and in all.
没有犹太人，没有希尼人，基督是一切。
This is a great revelation, right?
这是 很大的启示。
But in my knowledge, in my understanding, when you say no Jew, no Greek, it means to say there is a distinction. We just set it apart.
但是在我们的思想里面，我们是想没有犹太人，没有希利尼人，所以我们把这些都放在一边。
We take Christ as the common denominator.
所以我们把基督作为我们的共同的信仰。
But Brother Chang Jian explained this furthermore.
但是常建弟兄在为我们解释了更多的。
He said, "No Jew nor Greek doesn't mean we have a distinction. There is no more distinction because we are in the new creation."
没有犹太人，没有犹太人，没有希利尼人，是因为我们是在同一个新造的里面。
When we are in the new creation, we're born again. We became a new breed of person. That's why there is no distinction. There is no Greek, no bond, no free. That the distinction doesn't even exist.
所以我们在新造的里面，我们是新的生命。所以在我们的中间再也没有分界，没有希利尼人，没有犹太人。
Because I don't see you as a Chinese anymore. Neither do I see you as an American. I see you as a person in Christ Jesus, the same as me.
所以我看你不再是中国人，不再是美国人，我看你乃是在基督里重生的弟兄。
This is a new insight.
这是新的生命。
But it is within the boundary of the Word of God.
但是这是在神的话语的范围的里面。
But a lot of people, you know, we live in a world where there is a lot of so-called charismatic movement or a lot of cults.
但是在这个世界里面有很多的叫人所谓完全的教训。
They feel like I got a new revelation from God.
所以他们说从神的那里得到了新的启示。
Oh, God told me this, God told me that.
他们说神跟他说这个说那个。
You got to be careful.
必须要小心。
You need to check whether the Bible says so or not.
你需要检查一下是有没有这样说。
Some people even say, I know the Lord Jesus is come back on what day and on what year.
有人说神基督是某年某日回来。
Yes, is the Lord coming back? Yes.
基督会回来吗？是的。
But the Bible didn't say what date or what year.
但是圣经上并没有明确的说他哪一天回来。
Because the Bible tells even the our Lord Jesus doesn't know, the angels doesn't know, only the Father in heaven knows about it.
因为主耶稣说主自己不知道，天使也不知道，只有父知道。
So we can see,The word of God is not only steadfast, it is complete. There is no need of a further revelation aside from what is written in the word of God.
所以我们看见神的话语不仅仅立定在天是完全的，而且再没有比在圣经以外的启示。
Thirdly, the word of God is sure.
第三点，神的话语是叫我们得信心的。
Let's turn our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
那我们来看彼得后书一章十九节
chapter 2 verse chapter 19 second Peter okay second Peter chapter 2 verse 19 chapter 1 verse 19 okay
second Peter 一章十九节
verse 19 okay
sorry
I'm getting too excited second Peter chapter 1 verse 19
彼得后书一章十九节。
It says here, for we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and until the day star arises in your hearts.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
You see, before this, before Peter said about we had a sure, more sure word of prophecy, he was telling the saints that he had experienced that wonderful experience when he was in transfiguration.
所以在这里我们看见彼得说，在那个更预言来之前，他有一个转变。
And he, isn't it Peter, James, and John went to the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus?
彼得和主耶稣到了变化山。
And the Lord transfigured before them, and Moses was there, Elijah was there.
所以主在他们面前变化，以利亚在那里，摩西在那里。
And you know, Peter started to talk again. He said, "Lord, it's so good to be here. Let us make one tabernacle for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
所以彼得说：“哦，这实在是好，让我们在这里建一座殿为你，也建一座殿为以利亚，然后为摩西也建一座。”
Immediately there is a dark cloud that overshadowed them, and the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. hear ye him.
所以这个时候就有乌云来遮盖，然后神在这里说话，这是我所爱的独一的儿子。
Isn't this a wonderful experience?
这是何等的奇妙的经历。
But aside from this experience that Peter, he said that for there is also a more sure prophecy.
在这个经历，彼得还经历了在先知有更确的预言。
In other words, there are two things that cause us to be more confident on our faith. Firstly, it's our experience. Secondly, it's the word of God.
换句话说，就是让我们有确信的的根据，不仅仅是让我们有那个经历，更加是有更确的预言。
For example, I believe a lot of you had experienced being saved. You know.
我们大家都经历了被得救。
One day after you hear the gospel, and the so-called the minister or the evangelist had an altar call, and your heart just pumps so hard, and you feel like I want to receive Jesus, right?
有一天，当福音布道会，你在福音布道会的里面，你的心被感动，然后你确定你要接受主的救恩。
And you came to the front and accepted the Lord Jesus.
所以你就走到讲台前，接受了主的接受主。
Is that experience real?
你的经历是真的吗
？Give me a name.
Amen.
Yes, that's true.
是的。
But afterwards, after days pass and years pass, we experience some weakness. We fell into sin.
但是年日渐渐的过去，很多时候我们开始经历软弱。
And we start to doubt, am I a saved person?
我们就开始怀疑我是不是得救了。
If I'm a saved person, how come I still fell into sin?
如果我得救了，为什么我还犯罪
？Maybe I'm not yet saved.
也许我没有得救。
Maybe that's only an emotion.
也许只是一时的感动。
Brothers and sisters, not only we need the experience, we have the Word of God to confirm that we are saved.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅仅有那个经历，我们更加有神的话语来确定我们是得救的。
A lot of times we go with our emotion.
换句话说，我们是借着一时的的情感出去。
This emotion, I will say, is not reliable.
这些情感并不可靠。
But there is one thing that is reliable, is established. It is the word of God. The word of God said, "You're saved. You are saved." Amen.
但是神的话语是立定在天，是我们可以依靠的。Amen.
Don't depend on your experience.
不要依靠你的经历。
Depend on what the Bible.
依靠圣经上怎么说
？Because the word of God is sure.
因为神语安定在天。
So we are all over three points. The word of God is steadfast. The word of God is complete. The word of God is sure.
所以神的话语是完全的，是叫我们安定的，是叫我们有确据的。
Lastly, the word of God is committed unto us.
最后一点，神的话语是交托我们了。
Since the word of God has been delivered to us, we are the custodian of the word of God.
所以神的话语交托我们，所以我们是这个时代的光。
Well, a lot of people, you know, said, well, the word of God is true. We don't need to defend it.
所以有人说，神的话语是真道，所以我们不需要去争辩。
Isn't the Bible defend itself?
因为圣经会为他自己争辩。
But that is not what our brother Jude said.
但是犹大弟兄在这里并不是这样说。
He said here that we need to contend for the faith.
他在这里说我们需要为真道争辩，极力争辩。
There are at least two reasons why we don't want to contend for the Bible, the Word of God.
有两个原因不愿意为主的真道而争辩。
Firstly, we don't know it.
第一点，我们不认识。
Or we had a little knowledge about it.
只有一点点的知识。
We are afraid that if somebody will ask you a question and we don't know the answer, we will be embarrassed.
我们害怕别人问我们一点点问题，我们不知道，我们就很难堪。
We just went through the past election.
在过去的
election
的选举。
We see those candidates debating on issues.
你看见在电视上他们辩论。
What is the most important thing in preparing for debates?
在辩论里面需要准备什么？最重要的是事实。
We got to know the facts.
我们需要知道事实。
We got to know the inside out.
我们需要知道它的内容。
So when people ask them any question, they know how to answer.
当有人问我们的时候，我们就知道怎么样回答。
It's not a matter of being aggressive or being passive. You got to know the facts.
并不是我们是消极或者积极，我们需要知道事实。
Today we need to know the word of God.
我们需要知道神的话语。
The Bible tells us God wills that all men to be saved and full knowledge of the truth.
神的话语是说我们需要在自身的真道上建立自己。
Well, we can all know all of them.
我们也许不知道所有的。
But at least we knew that we are saved because the word of God says so.
但是至少我们知道我们是得救了，因为圣经上这样说。
Today we need to pursue the word of God.
今天我们需要来学习神的话语。
Only the word of God give us light.
因为神的话语是只有神的话语可以给我们亮光。
Not only concerning our salvation, also concerning family life, our individual relationship with God, so on and so forth.
不仅仅是是关系到我们得救，也关系到我们的家庭，关系到我们与别人的关系。
May the Lord really have mercy on us. We need to have the full knowledge of the truth.
愿神怜悯我们，让我们对神的话语有至圣的有完全的知识。
Second reason we don't want to contend for the truth because we don't want trouble.
第二点原因，我们不愿意为神的真道争辩的原因是我们不想惹麻烦。
我们常常中国人真麻烦呢、啊。
我们常常说真麻烦。
Very troublesome.No, we want to gain all the favors from people. We want people to love us. But let me tell you, as Christians, they hate us.
我们希望的人都喜欢我们，都说我们好话。但是事实上是这个世界是恨我们的。
And I believe we need to contend for the truth because this is our duty.
我们需要为争道争辩，这是我们的责任。
For example, if somebody talks something bad about your wife, what will you do?
当有人说你的太太的坏话的时候，你做什么
？Will you contend? You defend your wife?
你不为你的太太争辩吗
？Will you defend your children?
你不为你的孩子争辩吗
？We defend our family, we defend our children, we defend our ideals. Yet concerning the word of God, we just keep silent.
很多的时候，我们为我们的家庭、为我们的孩子、为我们的自己，我们争辩，但是一到神的话语，我们就安静了。
Brothers and sisters.All of this is important, but the word of God is more important. We need to contend for the faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都很重要，但是神的话语是更重要。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, in this world, we need to know the.
但是弟兄姊妹们，在这个时代，我们需要知道真理。
In order for us to the so-called apostasy.
因为我们需要避免被盗的情形。
Now, people, a lot of us will say, well, you know what?It is this we are living in so dangerous age. Can I really be saved?
在这个危险的时代，难道我们能够得救吗
？We see a lot of people falling away from the faith.
我们看见许多人从真道上跌落了。
But let me tell you.
但是我告诉你们。
The book of Jude not only revealed to us concerning the apostasy and warned us that we need to be strengthened in our faith.
在犹大书不仅仅是告诉我们，我们需要防备假先知，需要从被盗的情形上避免，我们需要避免被盗。
He also revealed to us the assurance of our salvation. Amen.
他也是更加的给我们确立，在我们的在我们的得救上，我们有确据。
Brothers, we need to be assured of our salvation.
我们需要对我们的得救确定。
Verse 1 says, Children of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God, the Father, preserve Jesus Christ and called.
犹大一节里面说到，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
Brothers and sisters, number one, God's sovereign purpose, God has called us.
所以第一点，神的有完全的主权，神招了我们。
You know, when you read the word of God is translated from the Greek.
你知道吗？这些话语是从希腊文里面翻译过来的。
And you know, the Greek has a way of writing in that when they mention that thing, the last it is they want to give more emphasis on that.
你知道，在希腊文里面，当他说到最后一点的时候，他会非常的着重。
Because that is the most important thing.
因为这是最重要的一点。
In the English language, we give the more important thing on the first word that we try to mention.
英文里面我们是把重点放在前面。
But regardless whether it mentioned first or last, we are called by God, brothers and sisters.
从第一点到最后一点，我们都看见我们是被神所召的。
You know, this call is not only being just calling you.
这招并不是只是把你叫出来。
It's not like, oh, brother Daniel, please come. It's not just like that.
不是说秋刚弟兄，请你出来，不是那样子。
You know, when the Bible says you are called, it is something official. It is official summon.
这是一个正式的，好像官方的一个选招。
One day when you are sitting at your house and your phone rang and they said this is from the White House, the president is summoning you to the White House. That is what we call being called.
有一天你坐在家里面，你的电话铃响了，是白宫来打电话来叫你去，这是我们所说的选召。
Today we are called in this way.
今天我们是照着这样子被选召的。
Are you happy we are called?
你为了你的选召高兴吗？
Praise the Lord, we are called.
感谢主，我们是被召的。
But let me talk about something more concerning the matter of being called.
我再来讲一点选召的的更多讲一点选召。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to
30 says. 说。
For we are called, who are called according to his purpose. Verse 28.
罗马书第八章28节。
We are called according to his purpose.
我们是为了他的旨意被召的。
Then he gave more in detail how are we called. Firstly, he did foreknow. For whom he did foreknow.
第一点，这是神所知道的，他召。
Before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the universe,God the Father already foreknew us.
在天地立定根基之前，神已经知道了我们，神已经立定要招我们。
It's like an artist went into a what we call art shop, trying to pick up a piece of paper to draw something on it.
就像一个艺术家，他到艺术宫里面，他要来画一幅画。
And he went into that art supply. There's thousands of paper, but he chose that one paper.
那里有成千上万的纸。但他选了其中的一张。
But verses we are so miserable in this world, but God foreknew us before the foundation of the world that one day you will be saved.
弟兄，在这个世上有千千万万的是在神创世以前，他已经先拣选了我们。
But not only he foreknew, he predestinated us that we might what be conformed to the image of his son.
他不仅仅是预先知道我们，而且他预先定下效法，要我们预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
You know, in our mind, in our limited mind, God predestinated us before the foundation of the world that we might be saved. My sins will be forgiven. I will go to heaven.
所以我们在我们的狭隘的思想的里面，我们觉得神在创世以前已经先拣选了我们，所以我们可以去天堂。
Oh, for us, it is too much already. It's too much.
这已经实在是太好了。
But let me tell you, God not only predestinated you that you will be saved, you will not go to hell and go to heaven. God predestinated you that you will be conformed to His Son Jesus Christ.
但是神不仅仅是在创世以前就已经拣选我们，叫我们得着他的救恩。更加的是，他预先定下要我们效法他儿子的模样。
Today God save you for one purpose that you will be more Jesus.
今天主救我们，神救我们有一个目的，叫我们像他的儿子。
So that's why the first he foreknow, secondly he predestinated, the third he called.
所以第一他召我们，第二他已经预先预定了我们，第三点他来
呼召我们。What do you mean by call? When the gospel is preached to you and you receive the gospel, that is that the Lord is calling you.
呼召是什么意思呢？就是你福音到你的心里，然后你有回应，这就是呼召。
A lot of times we feel like the gospel, I'm saying because it is just a coincidence, you know.
很多时候我们以为福音我们接受了福音只是一个偶然。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a coincidence.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是偶然。
Even before the foundation of the world, God already foreknew that day and that year you'll be in such and such a place. You'll receive the gospel. You'll hear the gospel. You'll receive the gospel.
在创世以前，神已经知道了，在某年某月某日，在那个时候，在那一刻，你要得着福音。
Praise the Lord, we are called.
感谢是被呼召的。
Number four, we are justified.
第四点，我们是被称义的。
We are by the blood of the Lamb.
我们被主的宝血，羔羊的宝血所洗净。
We are washed so clean that in the eyes of God, it seems we never sinned before.
我们被洗净到一个地步，在神的眼中，我们是无瑕无疵。
God forgiven us. Not only God has forgiven us, God has forgotten all our sins.
神不仅仅是原谅我们，神并且已经把我们所有的罪都已经忘记了。
We people, when we forgive people, we didn't forget.
我们原谅人。可以，但是我们不会忘记。
Every time this thing comes out, we say, "Oh, you know, such and such a year, you did something, you offended me, but I have already forgiven you." Right?
很多时候有事情发生的时候，我们会想，在某年某日你冒犯了我，但是我已经原谅你了。
It's like a dog buried with the tail coming out. It's like a dog being buried, but the tail is still coming out.
就像一个狗，它趴在那里，但是它的尾巴却是翘起来的。
But in God's principle, when He had forgiven you, He had forgotten the thing that has happened to you.
但是福音却是神不仅仅是我们的过犯，并且他完全忘我们的过犯。
Praise God, we are justified.
感谢主，我们称义了。
But does it stop here? No, we are glorified.
就在这停在这里了？不是的，我们还得着了荣耀。
Because one day we have this hope that we will see Him again. As He is in glory, we will also be in glory. Wonderful.
感谢主，我们有这样子的盼望，有一天他在荣耀的里面，我们要同他一同同得荣耀。
This is God's sovereign purpose in calling us.
这是神在我们身上的呼召的旨意。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是他还没有停在那里。
He said we are what? Sanctified by the Father.
我们是被基督保守的。
Sanctified by God the Father, we are sanctified. You know, sanctified, a better translation, we are beloved.
就是被召，这个更好的翻译是蒙爱的。
We are beloved by the Father.
我们是被蒙爱的。
You know, I love this brother.
我爱弟兄。
But there is one beloved, my wife.
我更爱我的太太。
Can you make the difference with this?
你知道分别。
A lot of children I love, but there is one beloved, my son.
有很多可爱的孩子，那有一个我的儿子是最。
Oh, there are a lot of mothers here, but there is one beloved, my mom.
那有很多的母亲都很可爱，但是那有一个蒙爱的母亲。
God so loved the world, but when we put our trust in Him, we become the beloved of Him.
神爱世人，但是我们把我们自己交在他手中的时候，我们就成为他蒙爱的。
Praise God, we are beloved of Him.
感谢主，我们是蒙爱的。
Let's turn to John chapter 17. You can say, how does God love me? Okay? How much does He love me?
我们看约翰福音十三章。17章。Sorry.
Verse 22 and 23. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even so we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. This is how God loves us.
使他们都合二为一，正如父在我里，在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合二为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
You see, not only God, the Lord loves us, the Father loves us because we are in Christ.
不仅你看见，不仅仅是主爱我们，父爱我们。
Sometimes we think, Lord, what did I do that caused you to love me?
很多时候我们在想，我们做了什么让神爱我们。
In this person that is so fleshly, how can you love me?
很多时候我们在想，为什么神爱我们。
But let me tell you this.
我告诉你们。
You can write it down, young people. There is nothing we can do that will cause God to love me more.
年轻人，请你们写下来。那没有任何的事情我们可以做让神可以更爱我们。
And there is nothing you can do that will cause God to love you less.
你也不能做什么事情让神爱你更少。
A lot of times we feel like I need to do something that will cause God to love me.
很多的人在想我们做什么事情让神来爱我们。
That's why we keep on striving to do good.
很多时候我们拼命的去做好事。
But let me tell you, there's nothing we can do that will cause God to love me.
但是我告诉你
love me more.
但是我告诉你们，没有我们不能做什么事情让神爱我们更多。
Sometimes if we fail, we feel like God doesn't love me anymore.
很多时候我们觉得神不再爱我们了。
But there is nothing you can do that would cause God to love you less.
但是你不能够做什么事情让神爱你更少。
Brothers and sisters, this is how God loves us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神爱我们。
No, we have another thinking, you know.
很多时候我们有别的想法。
Maybe I'm something that God loves me.
也许有什么事情使神爱我们。
You know, God loves us not because we are valuable.
你知道吗？神爱我们并不是因为我们有价值。
But rather we are valuable because God loves us.
很多时候，事实上是我们有价值，因着神爱我们。
You know, as a man, according to who we are valueless, we are waste.
在神的眼中，我们是价值的，我们是渣子。
If for God to love us because of who we are, God will never love us.
如果神是按照我们的价值爱我们的话，神绝对不会爱我们。
That's why God doesn't love us because we are valuable. We are valuable because God loves us.
这是为什么神爱我们，并不是因为我们有价值，而是我们有价值，因着神爱我们。
Number three.
第三点。
He is going to change us not for God to love us, But he loved us, that's why he started to change us.
神并不是改变我们，让他可以来爱我们，而是神爱我们，让我们来改变。
In other words, a lot of times we felt like the Lord tried to change me so he will love me. No, no, it's not that way.
很多时候我们觉得神改变我们，这样子他可以来爱我们。
Even before God transformed you, he already loved you.
在神改变你们之前，他已经爱你们了。
And because he loved you, he started to change you.
因着他爱你，所以他来改变你。
My brother says God loves us so much, that's why we are the beloved of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是如此的蒙爱，我们可以被称为蒙爱的儿女。
Let me tell you a quick story.
来告诉你一个小小的。
You know, one day there is a young lady who was talking to her nanny.
有一天，一个小女孩，告诉她的
跟她谈话
、no. nanny 保姆谈话。
And as they were talking, you know that young lady said.And nanny, how come your face is so disfigured and your hand is burned, you know?
这个小女孩就问她的保姆说你的脸为什么是有变形了
yeah. yeah, he said, young lady, let me tell you a story.
小女孩我来告诉你一个故事。
A long time ago, in a big house, the house was burning.
在很长时间以前有一个房子那个房子着火了。
Everybody is taking their most beloved possession and they are running away from the house.
所有的人都把自己宝贵的东西都拿上跑了。
And there is a young mother who thought of her daughter in the nursery.
一个年轻的妈妈知道她的女儿在那个育儿室。
And the fire was so great that you shouldn't go in because if you go in, you might not come out.
这火如此的大，所有的人都告诉这个妈妈说：“你不要进去，你进去就出不来了。”
But because of the love of the mother for that little girl, little baby girl, she went in, went through the fire, covered the little baby with a blanket and came out.
因着她爱这个自己女儿如此的大，她冲进了这个 building 这个着火的房子里面，她用一个毯子盖住这个小女孩，把她抱出来。
And in the process of saving the little girl, the face was burned.
为了救这个女孩，从这个着火的房子里面出来的过程中，她的脸被烧。
And he said, young lady, that little baby is you.
然后他告诉这个女孩，那个小女孩就是你。
And I'm that young mother.
我就是那个年轻的妈妈。
God love is that much.
神爱我们是如此的。
More and even I will tell is mine.
神的爱是比这个还要深。
That's why 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, our apostle John said, "What manner of God has given to us?"
所以在约翰一书三章一节里面说，看了神的
Oh, what manner of love?
神的慈爱是何神赐给我们是何等样的慈爱
？There is no adjective to describe the love of God.
没有任何事情可以来阻挡神的爱。
You said God's love is magnificent. Yes, it is, but it's not enough.
你说神的爱是浩大的吗？是的，但是比浩大还要大。
You said it's great, it's sacrificial. It's yes, it is, but it's not enough.
你说是很大的，是很完备的，是的，但是比这还要大。
That's why, you know, apostles and lost words. He said, "What manner of love?"The Father has given unto us that we might be called the children of God.
所以在约翰一书里面说到，神是父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，叫我们得称为神的儿女。
Brothers, we are special people. That's why we are beloved of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是特别的，我们是蒙爱的儿女。
Number three.
第三点。
With His great power, He preserves us.
因着他的能力，他保守我们。
In John chapter 10, verse 28 to 30, it says here, He will not, no one will can pluck us out of His hand.
所以在约翰十章二十八到三十节里面说到，没有人可以把你们从我的手中夺去。
No one.
没有人。
No one can pluck us out of the Father's hand.
没有人可以把我们从父神的手中夺去。
Because we are in Christ.And the Christ is in God, and we are in Christ. We are in the bosom of the Father, and because we are in the bosom of the Father, no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand.
所以，我们在主耶稣的手中，主耶稣在神的父在父的怀中，所以我们也在父的怀中。没有人可以把我们从父的怀中夺去。
This is the assurance of our salvation, brothers.
这是我们得救的确据。
Are you still doubting about your salvation?
你对你的得救还怀疑吗？
Because of God's sovereignty, He called us.
因着神的旨意，他呼召了我们。
Because we are His people, He loves us. We are beloved.
我们是特别的，所以主来爱我们。
Because of His great power, He preserves us.
因着他的全能的能力，他保守我们。
Because his unlimited power, but he keep us from falling, which is in verse 24.
所以，因着他的没有限量的能力，他保守我们。
That's why he said, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless or blameless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy."
所以二十四节，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前，我们的救主，独一的神。
Not only he preserve us.
不仅仅他保守我们。
One day he is going to change us that we be more like him, and when we see him, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is.
有一天当我们与他面对面的时候，我们要像他，我们要得着他的荣耀。
What is this? This is a wonderful salvation.
哦，这是何等奇妙的。
This is a complete salvation.
这是完全的。
And this is the assurance of our salvation.
这是确定的救恩。
Yes, indeed, in this world there are a lot of wicked things happening around. There's a lot of dangers around. But praise the Lord, our salvation is secured. We are happy because one day we will meet Him again.
是的，在这个世上有危险，有让我们软弱的，但是我们感谢主，我们有一天我们要像他。
Especially when we are coming to this holiday, every people are going around crazy doing these worldly things. Brothers and sisters, don't get caught with that.
特别是在这个度假，在这个假日的季节，很多的事情，很多人在那里忙碌，但是主我们需要安静。
But we are happy not because of these outward things.
我们高兴是因着这外面的事情吗？
We are happy because we are assured that we belong to Him.
我们高兴是因着我们得着这确实的救恩。
May the Lord comfort our hearts and strengthen our faith.
愿主来安慰心，叫我们得着劝据。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for warnings you have given us.
主啊，我们也感谢主少让赐给我们的话语。
Lord, warning us of this apostasy.
好，感谢主来提醒我们，叫我们对被盗的事有警醒。
And on the other hand, you assured us that we belong to you.
另外一方面，你又提醒我们，叫我们知道我们是属于你的。
Lord, we belong to you, and you belong to us.
我们属于你，你也属我们。
Continue to speak in our heart, Lord Jesus.
不断的来向我们说话。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。